This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We've talked about BetterHelp on the podcast before, but I don't think we've ever really talked about how many people genuinely love the service once they start using it.
And the cool thing is, you don't even have to just take our word for it. You can go to betterhelp.com/reviews and see real customer reviews that are updated every single day. It's hundreds of people sharing what the experience has been like.
BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on more than 1.7 million client session reviews. The feedback from people who've actually used the service really speaks for itself.
Plus, more than 6 million people have used BetterHelp for therapy globally. Their therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience, along with the required education, training, and certifications across a range of specialties.
And getting started is really straightforward. You answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch therapists at any time.
I think it's nice that if your first therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch and find someone who better matches what you're looking for. That's such an important part of the process. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Check it out.
Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out.
And I was like, I mean, because I don't think you like me. When I got broken up with at the bike rack.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
No, it's in the lettuce.
Oh, okay. We're sitting on his couch. And it's not a big couch, by the way. Right? It's like
it's
you.
It's like a love seat.
It's a love seat.
Tell me you like me or I'm going to kill you in your apartment right now.
We're rolling. Colby and I are on Katie's couch.
We broke in.
Katie, when you listen to this, you need to know that your apartment is 1,000 degrees.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for when you return.
Colby and I walked into an absolute sauna.
But that's quite all right.
Into a montage of flowers on your...
And I'm not...
What's it called? Your island. That look,
gonna say they're alive and well. Yeah, but there's products in it. So we can't water them.
What do you mean there's products in it?
It's a bouquet. It's PR.
Oh.
And it's a bouquet of flowers and products.
So what, she's just going to come back to a bunch of dead flowers with product in it?
Correct.
Is there nothing we can do to help her?
Well, you might be able to, but I'm in a bit of a time crunch.
Colby's running a tight ship today. Colby, tell the people what your schedule looks like today.
Today, I have to wrap this up in about 40 to 50 and then go to my office, pick up some products.
How much product?
For about 60 people.
Light work.
And then I have to see what that looks like and figure out what bag I'm going to pack it in and leave for the airport by 9:30 a.m. I would say, and then get on a flight across the country for...
Where are you going?
36 hours. I am going to LA.
And tell the people how long ago you found out that this is happening for you.
About 12 hours. But, you know, I'm excited.
Colby texted me yesterday and she's like, I think I need to go to LA tomorrow.
Yeah, it came up very last minute, but we figured it out. It's going to be amazing.
I hope so.
Everything's amazing.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
What is that from again? Zoom, Umi, Zoomy?
I don't know. I feel like I always, it's one of my jingles.
Yeah.
Kind of like the I'm loving it, except sometimes I'll just pick up, everything is cool when you're part of a team.
I think it's from Team Umizoomi. Oh, and also the weather is whack today. So when I was booking my flight last night, I think I booked this flight at 10:30 p.m. 11. Okay. The weather is going to be crazy this afternoon in New York, apparently. So a lot of flights were already canceled. And there were very few options. There was maybe one or two direct flights total today.
Well, you were also booking it 24 hours in advance.
Yeah. So, if not less. But still, like, every single flight had a stop. So I'm actually flying to San Francisco and then to
The fact that you have LA. A layover on a flight to LA is criminal.
I know. But at least the goal was to get a layover that was on the West Coast because the weather is bad over here.
I see.
So I didn't want to end up getting stuck with all the product.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a flood watch every other day now.
Yeah, no, it's...
This is your Match Made weather update that we give once a week.
Fantastique.
And there's always some crazy natural disaster happening. And this week we have multiple flood watches.
Saturday, insane.
Our apartment was pitch black in the middle of the day.
I got stuck at a coffee shop in Brooklyn for no less than 2.5 hours.
Why did we both get stuck in parallel coffee shops? I texted Colby and I was like, oh, I'm sitting outside of Kona. Like, it looks like it's about to get kind of bad. Do you think I should, like, sprint home? And you were like, yeah. And then I continued to sit there. And then all of a sudden it started torrentially downpouring.
Yeah. And it didn't let up for...
No. That was like the start
of the apocalypse. A very, very long time. The flood watch that we got was really scary. It said imminent threat or something on it. It was really insane.
Wait, I think I talked about this on the podcast at one point, but did you ever end up seeing that video of the girl who stepped off the bus and then got swept away in the flood in New York?
I don't know if I saw the bus sweeping away, but I saw the subway smack down the girl that fell down the stairs.
Oh, no. Okay, I didn't see this one. But everybody needs to look up this video on TikTok because it's my favorite video that's on the internet. It is essentially, you know, like the trend that's like as the saxophones got louder or whatever. Yeah. Which I don't really get. What is it?
I don't either.
Okay, is it just like in mood? I think, okay, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
I actually don't watch any videos that are trending sounds after about 7. I think I watch 7 might 7 be PM? My... No. Oh. Like 7 videos total of a trending sound might be my threshold to never watch a video that has that sound again.
Got it.
So like all of those driver roll up the partition, please videos, I don't watch.
You've hit your quota.
I hit my quota a long time ago.
You're done.
Like, okay. Anytime that I see something that's like me for the Netflix documentary, done. Like the second that I even see the text, I can't watch them.
I think that's fair. The saxophone's a little bit different because it's literally just like a sound and then horrible things happening to people.
Yeah.
But this one specifically, I think this is actually the first saxophone sound video that I ever saw, which is why it just rings so important in my mind. But essentially, it's this girl in a flood in New York. And I think we're in like upper Manhattan.
Okay.
And she steps off of a bus and gets swept like by a flood on the sidewalk. Like she's basically trying to jump off of the bus. You know how the bus they have like the middle part open?
Yeah.
And then you can get off of it onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm describing how you enter and exit a bus, but I'm trying to paint the picture.
I got it.
And so essentially
I have the visual.
She is trying to get to the sidewalk. In between her and the sidewalk of her getting off this ledge of the bus, there is like the bike lane, if you want to call it. Right. Okay. In the bike lane, picture like a raging river. It's moving.
Yeah.
Okay. The speed
it's like white water rafting.
Correct. Like white water rafting, literally. This woman tries to step off of it, misses the sidewalk, and then hits in the bike lane. And then literally the water is going at such a fast rate that she gets swept.
It's terrible.
And then you just don't see her. She like exits the frame. So anyways, it's my favorite video on TikTok. And
that was patient zero of the Cyclospora outbreak.
Wait, is that the one that's in lettuce?
Yeah.
Or is that the water? Or that's in water?
No, it's in the lettuce.
Oh, okay.
But
because there's also the water one now.
Oh, Legionnaires' disease.
Yeah.
I'm probably saying all of these things wrong.
I was about to be like,
you know what I'm talking about. The parasite and the one that makes you seem like you had a stroke, right?
Oh, is that what the water one does?
Legionnaires does. Or it's like, pneumonia of sorts.
Oh.
But it, I think, has something to do with nerve function. I don't know.
Because the one in the water is currently plaguing the Upper East Side. So it's plaguing all of the wealthy Upper East Siders.
Well, I saw something about that too, that it can come from air conditioning droppings.
Well, yeah, because essentially what it is it's bacteria that's in the water tanks. And so obviously the water tanks are kind of what's like powering a lot of, or not powering, I'm probably saying this completely wrong, but like the water tank is essentially what feeds, I don't know, maybe powering is the right word, like all the AC units. It's like the water cooling tank.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Kobe's like,
I'm like, I don't know. I thought the moisture on that air conditioning was, yeah, but there definitely is, I don't know.
I'll do some side diligence. I'm pretty sure that
I thought like the thing heated up with the air, because if it's a window unit, how does water get in it?
The pipes.
But you don't hook it up to water.
I think you do.
No, you don't.
What, you just plug sitting it in there? Oh, but electricity.
Yeah. There's no water, babe.
Does a water cooling tank help an AC unit?
I think that the actual air conditioning unit heats up a lot, and then from the cooling it produces water droplets to cool itself off.
Okay, so standard central / window ACs. Also, I had no idea that AC stood for air cooled. Did you know that?
No, I thought it was air conditioning.
Well, apparently it stands for air cooled. I could be completely wrong. Maybe it stands for air conditioning, but this says it stands for air cooled.
Alas.
Traditional home units rely on fans to cool the refrigerant in the outdoor condenser, while manually spraying or dripping water onto the outdoor coils can artificially trick the system into thinking it's a cooler day, boosting efficiency by up to 15%. I have no idea what I just read.
I was like, that was extremely unhelpful, but I think I was right.
It is called Legionnaires, though.
Yeah.
Legionnaires disease, New York City.
It's...
Fourth person dies from Legionnaires.
Yeah, it's a pneumonia of sorts, right?
I guess.
That affects your body.
How do we avoid it?
Obviously, affects your body. Yeah, but doesn't it cause paralysis or something?
My God, there are apparently...
Of sorts.
As of a day ago, there were 74 cases, 3 deaths, and 8 hospitalized. And then last night, somebody else died.
What are the symptoms?
Let's see. I'm seeing a picture of someone laying horizontally with a wet cloth on their head. So I'm assuming pneumonia of sorts, or a fevers type situation.
I really thought that there was something that it had, like, mimicked a stroke in some way.
Legionnaires' symptoms. Let's see. Typically appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the Legionella bacteria. They resemble severe pneumonia and primarily include high fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, muscle aches, headaches, fatigue, and chest pain.
Okay. So no paralysis.
Well, so how do you get it? Just drinking water, the water?
I don't know.
I drink the tap every day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Is that dangerous?
I drink tap water every day too. Everywhere.
Oh, well, I like straight up drink it out of the sink. How can I get Legionnaires from tap water? Really, really educating the people today. If you live in New York City, be safe out there. Oh, perfect. Yes, you can get Legionnaires disease from tap water. Oh, great. However, you do not get it by drinking it. The infection happens when you accidentally breathe in tiny water droplets or mists contaminated with the bacteria. What? How is that even different?
Girl, I don't know.
Breathing in a mist from a sink faucet.
This is going over my head.
Or shower head. That means when you're just standing there showering, like, there's going to be mist droplets. Yeah.
Too. But like, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
Kobe's like, I'm just going to accept my fate at that point.
Well, that's how I feel about the salad too.
So are you still eating lettuce?
Yeah.
All right. Good for you.
Are you not?
No.
And I eat berries.
If it comes from a farm, I think it's fine. But if it's bagged, then you definitely
shouldn't. But I don't eat bagged lettuce anyway. I buy like the plastic container.
Okay. I think that'll do it. But if you buy it from a grocery store, I think that the odds of it being bagged at some point are high. Because like even the grocery store will like get it delivered in a bag.
No. This is like straight from the source. I buy the Little Leaf Farm
Got it.
I think it's called like greenhouse crunch lettuce.
Okay.
And it comes in a plastic container that is not a bag.
Greenhouse crunchy bacteria.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Although I did go to a restaurant the other day, and one of the first things that he said to us is, don't worry, our lettuce doesn't have diarrhea.
Hey.
And I was like, perfect. Thanks for clarifying.
No diarrhea lettuce here.
And when he first said that, I don't know why my mind didn't map it to like the disease that's going around with the bagged lettuce. Yeah. Because I think I didn't.
So you were like, cool.
So I was like, why did you just say that?
Thanks for the heads up.
This is when I went to dinner with Allie and Emily, and we went to Opto, which I talk about Opto all the time on this podcast. It's like my favorite restaurant. But the owner of Opto came over and he was talking to us and he made that joke. And I was like, why did he just say that to my friends? Like,
thank God it wasn't when you were on your date. I know. You won't get diarrhea. Don't worry, guys.
Which that can be the meat of our super podcast sexy. Today. I can finally do my tell-all.
Yeah.
Well, we can do. Let's do the intro. So I guess that's gonna be me because COVID doesn't know how to do that. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Sans Katie today. Katie is on the beach, living her best life.
She found her beach.
That girl has found a vacation this summer.
Yeah.
She
found her beach.
She found her beach. She found multiple. She found Japan. She found Ocean City. She found raw tuna.
Oh, so true. And seared tuna.
The girl is on my a press favorite, tour
my favorite fish. Kind. I would really like to have a sesame crusted seared tuna soon.
So would Katie.
Yeah, she would really enjoy it. She's That's what I told woman. Her.
No, actually, that is something that she would really like.
Yeah. I have never found that on a menu in New York. It's something seared really common. Yeah. With like the sesame tuna steak on like a salad of sorts.
That is kind of interesting that you said that, because now that I think about it, I really haven't seen that on a lot of menus as well.
Yeah, they have it a lot of places by me at home with like edamame, carrots, cucumbers.
Yeah, and no,
I'm craving like, it.
That's a lovely dish. Yeah. But I am also realizing,
so maybe I'll have to learn how to make that.
I think you should.
Okay.
I would love. And maybe then you can cook weekend. It for Katie.
Yeah, but she won't be here this weekend, so I'll test it out on
how you. Long is she gone for?
Until this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Like she gets back Sunday or Monday, maybe.
Katie, I'm starting to realize, so Katie has been telling us that her apartment is very loud.
What is that creak?
And I didn't really believe it. But now that Colby and I have been sitting here for a minute, there are a lot of noises happening. And it's not late. Like, we're at like 7:20 a.m. right now, or 7:25 a.m. I'm hearing a lot of trash trucks outside of Katie's bedroom window. I'm hearing random creaking above her, which must be coming from my ex-boyfriend. Okay, we did the intro. Now we can talk about how dun, I got broken dun, up dun. With. Not at a bike crack this time. We got broken up with in a much more sensible place this time, comparatively to my last breakup.
Which, where was that?
When I got broken up with at the bike rack.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. But I just wanted to make sure.
Which is almost like, this is kind of copy-paste situation. No, maybe it's not copy-paste situation.
No, yeah.
Well, okay, so when I got broken up with at the bike rack, I was going on dates with this guy, TBT, and
TBT.
It didn't seem like he liked me. Like, it didn't really actually seem like he was interested in me, remember?
Correct.
Like, we kept going on, like, friend dates.
And I was like, no, he loves you. He's just scared.
I was like,
of how much he loves you, obviously.
Exactly, and I bought it.
Yeah.
But the weird part was he kept asking me on more dates. Like, I kept trying to ghost him.
Hence why he loved you.
That's what I thought. That's why I really bought into your theory.
We can't read these men.
No, we can't. And so anyways, long story short, we kept going on these friend dates. And then I finally was like, why am I still going on these friend dates? And then he broke up with me at the bike rack.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but I have been trying to break up with you for like weeks. And so then he got the last word. So I was a little bit pissed off. And so anyways, lo and behold, what happens to me again is I try to break up with this guy and he takes matters into his own hands.
No, of course. I love hanging out with you.
So essentially with this guy, I think I had talked about on the podcast that I had been going on a couple of dates with this guy who we have a few mutual threads to, who is also great. This guy is great guy. You know, we have a lot in common, had a great conversation. However, we go on first date, and I may or may not have said this, it was essentially an exchanging of facts. Okay, so we would just take turns saying facts about each other, basically.
20 cues.
20 cues. More like 50 or 60. Yeah,
60 Q&A. We were
there for 2.5 hours.
It was an ask me anything. Live.
It literally was a live AMA.
Yeah.
And so we did our live AMA, and at the end of the date, we were leaving. This is the one where, well, he didn't ask us about diarrhea, but this is the one where I went to Opto.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite place. Everybody needs to go. And date was fine. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure he hates me. And then texted me 3 hours later and was like, had a great time. Hope you did too. Like, would love to see you again. And so I was like, oh, okay. Like, I think this guy actually likes me. And so then we go on second date, which is what I had briefly talked about last week, but didn't give like too many extensive details on. And so last week, I think what I had said on the podcast is that I had accosted him and basically asked him if he liked me or not. And so there are more details to the story that I'll divulge because it ends up being kind of a funny story. So essentially, this guy and I go on a 2-hour dinner date and we're going back and forth. And it's the same situation. We're doing our little interview style date, but it's a little bit better. Like, I'm trying to crack some jokes. It's
more
like,
conversational.
It's a little bit more conversational. There's a little bit more flow,
yeah.
But it's still an interview, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We are by this guy's apartment, okay? Like, basically hop, skip, and a jump from his apartment. And so I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, it's like his job to ask me to his apartment, right? Because naturally, like, you're going towards him. Like, they need, you know, at that point, they need to invite you back to their apartment.
Yeah.
It's the same way, like, even though if you're a girl, like, if you're next to somebody's, if you're like, let's say, like, you're going on a date and it's next to our apartment, like, it'd probably be, like, up to you to be like, oh, do you want to come back to my apartment? Do you agree?
Yeah, or, like, the guy will be like, can I walk you home?
Yeah,
I know that you live close by.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but there's like way to like make it happen.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, like this guy needs to ask me to come back to his apartment at the end of the date. And so we get to the end of the date.
Or I guess you moving forward could be like, oh, don't you live close by? I could walk you home. Can I walk you home?
That is such a good point, Colby.
I'm really happy to teach you.
I'm not really like the walk you home energy though.
But if you want to walk him home, offer.
That's so true. I totally could have done that, but instead I'm like, no, he needs to ask me to come to his apartment. So anyways, at the end of the date, we're kind of just like sitting there and I'm like, okay, like you need to, you know, make the step, like you need to ask me to your apartment. And so finally, after like many minutes, is what it felt like, he was like, okay, do you want to you get the check and like call it, or do you want to like come stop by my apartment? And I was like, obviously I'm stopping by your apartment. We go to his apartment. We're sitting on his couch and it's not a big couch, by the way. All right. It's like
a love seat.
It's a love seat. Honestly, he and I were probably like equidistant to what you and I are right now.
Oh,
which like space for Jesus in between.
Yeah, yeah,
there's totally a pillow, space for Jesus.
Yeah.
However, like actually we may have been like slightly more close. And so anyways, he and I are on his couch and we're talking for like 30 to 45 minutes, basically. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no moves happening. All right. His elbow is on the middle of the couch. I love telling the elbow part of the story because the elbow of it all is just like, I couldn't stop thinking about his elbow.
Yeah.
I think I just get hyper fixated on very specific things, but his elbow.
Well, because how could you not be like, okay, so when is that arm going to extend to me?
Guys, I'm gonna paint you a picture. We're on this couch. It's a love seat. Okay, it's two cushions. All right, we each have a square, but I'm on one end and he's on the other end. Okay, and we're leaning like our bodies are positioned towards each other though, but we're still on opposite ends of the couch. All right, there's space in between.
Yeah,
he has one elbow. An elbow.
You have two elbows.
Yeah, but like picture he has two elbows on this couch. Yeah. That's kind of funny. Yeah.
He's like praying.
Okay. God bless. He has his elbow essentially in the middle of the couch. All right. So picture like what is this called? The back of the couch. What is it called?
I have no idea. The couch.
But the back.
The back.
But it's got a name. The rim.
The frame.
The frame.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. He has his elbow on the middle of the frame of the couch. Okay. And so if you picture it, like he's kind of like leaning towards me, I'm leaning towards him, and he has his elbow on the frame of the couch. However, his arm, so like his forearm portion, is like towards him. So picture someone that's like about to like wipe their hands through their hair. Wipe is the wrong word, but like,
yeah, run.
Yeah, run his fingers through his hair. Yeah. Like that's how his elbow was like a 90 degree angle essentially the entire time that we were
like
sitting on the couch.
Like 45, like he was almost going to do that, but he definitely wasn't coming towards him.
Not even 90, we're at a 45 degree angle yeah. of the arm. Yeah. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to paint you guys a picture. We've all been there. You get home from work and you're starving. You open the fridge and somehow you forgot to buy protein for dinner. Then you're scrambling to find a dinner plan.
That is literally me. Meal prepping has never been my thing and I hate making a last minute grocery run just to hope the meat I grab is actually good. That's why I've started keeping my freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks. It's honestly made weeknight dinners so much easier.
It's basically like having a trusted butcher and gourmet food shop right in your house.
They're juicy, flavorful, and you can really tell the quality is just on another level.
And they have everything. Steaks for date night, burgers for a cookout, chicken, seafood, even desserts. It takes all the guesswork out of dinner.
I also love that everything arrives frozen and individually vacuum sealed, so they're ready whenever you need them.
If you've never tried Omaha Steaks before, the Burger Perfection Flight is such a good place to start.
Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You know what's funny? Adult life tricks you into thinking you're finally caught up, and then all of a sudden, your faucet starts leaking, you've got boxes everywhere, and somehow, your to-do list is twice as long as it was yesterday. I feel like every time I check one thing off, three more things get added.
That was literally me after moving. Between unpacking, assembling furniture, I realized I was spending entire weekends on things that I wasn't even good at. So what did I do? I booked a Tasker through TaskRabbit, and it was honestly such a relief to just have it done.
TaskRabbit connects you with skilled taskers in your area for moving, furniture assembly, home repairs, mounting, yard work, and so much more.
And I like that you can actually choose your tasker based on price, skills, availability, and reviews, so you really know who's showing up, exactly who's showing up. They've assembled over 3.4 million pieces of furniture, completed more than 700,000 home repairs, and handled over 1.5 million moves, so you know you're in good hands.
When life happens, your to-do list grows. Get ahead of it now and get $15 off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app. Using promo code MATCHME. Taskers book up fast, especially for some same-day asks. So book trusted home help today. That's $15 off your first task using promo code MATCHME with TaskRabbit app or at TaskRabbit.com.
Check it out. Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? It's when I start getting ready for fall without fully letting go of summer.
Same. You guys know I always do a little wardrobe reset, and Quince has become my go-to because I've realized I don't need more clothes. I just need better ones.
I mean, Katie, you've definitely been wearing a lot of Quince lately.
I have. They're organic cotton basics, Mongolian cashmere sweaters, and premium stretch denim, starting at just $50. All feel so much more expensive than they are. I wear my Quince linen pieces constantly. You know I love my jeans. They've held up beautifully and completely exceeded my expectations.
It's not just clothing either. Quince also has beautiful bedding, bath essentials, kitchen staples, and thoughtfully designed furniture. So you can upgrade more than just your wardrobe.
And they keep the prices low too, which you know I love.
Exactly. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen.
We love Quince. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/matchmade. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK, too. That's quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
Towards himself.
Towards himself.
Yeah.
All he had to do was make that
obtuse.
Didn't
his arm fall asleep? Like that. Like, my hand would be numb in seconds.
The way that he was sitting with the elbow, I was like, I honestly was thinking in my head, I was like, that must be exhausting. Yeah. Like that does not look like a comfortable position for your elbow.
No.
It was an acute angle. And I was like, let's make that obtuse. Like, all you have to do, make that angle obtuse, extend.
Get
just extend the arm. All he had to do was extend the arm and it would have been around me.
Yeah.
And so anyways, obviously, like in my head, I'm like, okay, like, I don't think this guy actually likes me. Like, this is... like, he's not extending the arm. There's no moves happening.
Did he offer you, like, a drink?
No.
When you got upstairs?
Actually, now that you think about it, no. Yeah. I don't think I was offered
a drink. So you guys just, like, went to your position on the couch?
Correct.
To continue the interview?
Correct. We did stand up at one point because he wanted to, like, show me his room. And I was like, oh, perfect. Like,
we stood up.
It's like, we did something. Thank God. But then we promptly ended up going back to the couch.
Yeah.
Like, that was like where I was being guided.
Yeah.
Because also, I'm not in my own apartment, right? Like, I'm in his apartment. Like, it's kind of his job to,
you know, like, you're not like, should we have a drink? Like,
yeah. I'm not going to be like, oh, like, let's have a drink. Like, let's like, do the, let's watch something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, also, there was no TV now that I think about it. I think I asked about that. I was like, oh.
He's unplugged.
Exactly. Which, great quality, honestly.
Yeah.
But we basically sat on the couch and we're in this position that I described.
Yeah.
And we're at this point kind of just like continuing to exchange the facts for 30 to 45 minutes.
Right.
And I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure this guy doesn't like me, but I have like really no way to get out of this apartment, because what am I going to do? Just like stand up and be like, okay, like, time for me to go home, which objectively, like, I guess I should have done. But I was like, maybe I should just be direct about it. And so I'm having this entire internal dialogue in my head, all while also like answering this guy's 50 questions.
Right.
Well, now we're at like 200 questions. Like, we're not at 20 questions, 50 questions anymore. Like, we're at like, we're in the hundreds.
Yeah.
There are zeros on the end. And so I decide in my head, in a split second, I was like, okay, I think you just need to like be direct and ask. And so I go, so like, how do you think this is going?
So what are we doing here on your couch?
And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, how do you think this is going? Like, this date, like, how do you like think that me and you are going? Which is objectively funny in hindsight, because we had gone on two dates.
No, but hysterical.
So I'm like, literally on date two, we had known each other for a week. I'm like, so what are we?
But like, not even, because it's hard for you, as you've described, to understand if you're continuing to hang out with somebody as a friend.
Yeah.
Or romantically.
Correct.
So I don't think that's a crazy question.
Yeah. No. I'm making a joke about it being like, what are we? But I basically did say, what are we?
Yeah.
Not actually, but I was like, let's like have a check-in. Like, how is this going, basically?
Yeah.
And so anyways, he's like, oh, like, you know, I think this is going well. Like, would love to keep seeing you, blah, blah, all this stuff. And he was like, why do you feel the need to check in? Like, what made you say that, basically? And I was like, I mean, because I don't think you like me. And he was like, what? And then after I said, I don't think you like me, he was like, well, what makes you say that? And I was like, I mean, this isn't flirty. Like, nothing about this is flirty. Like, we have basically just been like in this get to know you situation at this point for like maybe like 4.5-5 hours.
Yeah.
Cumulative, you know, like that's a lot of like get to know me. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, maybe we just need to like do an activity that isn't, you know, going to dinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, but babes, like, I'm on your couch. Like, this is the activity, you know, like this is the opportunity.
Right.
And so anyways, what happened next? And then we kind of go back and forth about that. I think we had just gotten into like a dating conversation, and he had told me about like his dating life. I had told him about my dating life. I basically was like, I don't really go on many dates. Like, I'm dating pretty intentionally, mostly because like my life is what it is.
Busy. You know,
like, it's busy. Like, I work a lot. Like, I obviously like enjoy spending time with my friends. And so with dating, you need to be a little bit more intentional.
Yeah.
I always give the analogy, but if you have like three buckets that you can put all of your coins in, and like one of them is work, one of them is friends, one of them is like relationships or dating, and family's obviously somewhere in there, so sorry mom and dad if you listen to this and you didn't hear family, like, you're in there too, don't worry. If you're not, like, you can only put your coins in so many buckets, right? And a lot of my coins are in work and friends, and so there's only so many coins that can go in dating.
My analogy is,
what's your analogy
with that? I have probably one or two nights a week that I don't have a work or friend related plan.
Mm-hmm.
And those nights typically fall, I would say, on days when I go to the office and I'm drained by the end of the day. So by the time that I get home, and both of our jobs are very social, we're on calls pretty much all day.
Yeah.
So then to have to go home, get dressed, and spend my evening with somebody I might end up hating by the end of it does not sound appealing to me.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough ask. Although I gotta like rewind you a little bit, because we need to be doing those things.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we can't just
be together.
We also need to at some point mention, before that we end this podcast, about the text that from yesterday.
Whose text?
from you know, my old coworker.
Oh, yeah. It's like, who's text?
But we can round out the story of my dating life with this guy, and then we can finish with that, because I know you're gonna have to run to the airport soon. But essentially, we go back and forth about this. We're talking about our dating lives. I had said that I'm dating pretty intentionally, and then I had said, like, by the way, like, the answer doesn't have to be that you think, like, you want to keep seeing me. Like, we could totally just end up being better as friends, and, like, that's fine. I was like, it doesn't, like, I'm right. totally okay
you gave
with
him
that.
The out.
Yeah, I gave him the out. I was like, I'm totally okay if that's the situation, because right now it kind of feels like we're, like, going a little bit more in the friend direction than, like, the relationship direction. And he doubled down, and he was like, no, like, I've enjoyed getting to know you, like, I've enjoyed going on dates with you, like, I would love to keep seeing you. And I was like, okay, cool, like, perfect, that sounds good. And then he was like, what now? And I was like, well, now you need to kiss me.
Right.
And so then we make out for no less than, you know, 41 seconds is the way that I like to describe it. There was a timer in my head. No more, no less.
Yeah.
maybe less, honestly.
Yeah.
Before it ends, and I was like, okay, like, I think I maybe need to go home at this point. And so I start going home. I don't text him. He texts me as I'm going home, and it's like, it was great to see you again, like, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm like, God, like, I am getting so many mixed signals. Like, first I give him the opt-out, and then he doubles down.
Mm-hmm.
And then it still feels like at the end, like, okay, not really a relationship type situation.
Yeah,
like,
there wasn't a spark.
Yeah, there wasn't a spark. However, I really do like this guy, so I don't want to, like, make it seem like I'm shitting on this guy, because I actually think he's, like, great guy. Like, I
super
wanted
attractive.
Super attractive. I wanted to keep seeing him because I was like, okay, like, this seems like a good guy, and we actually have, like, a lot in common, I feel like. But there was something about, like, the chemistry.
Something that just, was missing.
Something was missing. Like, the love doctor didn't doctor.
No.
Right? No. He doctored a friendship. And so I leave, he texts me, and then we had, like, a sporadic back and forth of texts, like, throughout the week.
Yeah.
But obviously I had told you and Katie and Emily, I was like, this is like what happened, basically.
Right.
Like, I accosted him in his own home, being like, do you like me, yes or no?
Yeah, literally. Give me an answer right now.
So he probably just felt pressured to be like, yeah, I like you.
No, but you did position it in a way of saying you don't need to say that you like me. We could just be friends.
Guys, also, everything that I'm saying, I said verbatim.
Yeah.
Like, there were no words left unsaid.
So it wasn't like, do you like me, yes or no?
No, it was literally like,
tell me you like me, or I'm going to kill you in your apartment right now.
And
like,
then I held him at gunpoint and told him, do you like me, yes or no?
Right.
Like, it reminds me of that.
It was not that situation.
It reminds me of that meme with Black China, where she's in the car on the phone with Rob. And she's like, are you fucking other bitches? Yes or no?
So good.
So essentially picture that as me in this guy's apartment, but not actually. And so wrapping up the story, over the next few days, we had been, like, exchanging some texts, but he was traveling. I think I had some stuff going on. And so I was like, okay, like, I just don't, like, I feel like this is fizzling out at this point, because also I wasn't really the one driving the text. Like, he was actually the one driving the text.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, God, this guy is hard to read. Like, I can't tell. Oh, that's the other thing, that when we had been texting previously, like, there was no, like, here's the next plan. It was like, I was kind of saying, oh, should we see each other again? And then it would be like, no, yeah, let's, like, ideally it'd be like, okay, yeah, let's go get dinner on Tuesday, or, like, let's go for a walk on this day, let's go to like a workout class this day, or something like that. There was no driving force to the next plan,
right?
And I had felt like that from the beginning of me starting to talk to this guy. And then sure enough, I get the text on, what day was it? Was it Sunday?
Yes,
maybe Saturday or Sunday.
No, it was definitely Sunday, because I was like struggling to keep my eyes open, and I was like, oh God, what is this? And then I was like, oh my God.
Colby's about to close her little eyes and go to bed, and I'm like, Colby, wake up right now. And sure enough, I get the text being like, you know, I've been thinking a lot about what you said when we were in person about how, like, he's hard to read, and, like, I didn't really know how this was going, XYZ. And he was like, I think that maybe we're just not for each other.
I think we're friends.
Except not even friends. He was like, never speak to me again. Just kidding. Not actually. He's probably going to, this is going to somehow come across his desk, and he's going to be like, what the fuck is this?
He's going to be like, that wasn't what I meant.
No, that is not how I feel at all. But it's good. We finally got some clarity. And I was like,
now you know where you stand.
Now I know where I stand. And I texted him back and I was like, totally fine. Like, I'm sure I'll see you around. Whatever. But luckily, it's just funny because I totally gave the opt out while we were in person.
Right.
But I guess, like, what would he have said? Like, yeah, I don't like you.
No, but maybe.
And then I would have been like, okay, I'm going to go home now.
Maybe he would be like, I'm feeling it out. Like, if nothing else, I would like to be friends.
Yeah, fair. But no, he doubled down.
Yeah.
He doubled, tripled the whole deal.
Yeah.
So guys, that's the update on my dating life. Actually, one of my last words to him is he's moving in with the guy that I went on dates with in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, good luck on your apartment search with XYZ, the guy's name. Which was kind of a funny last line for me.
These men.
But no, I love it. It makes for a good story. The elbow of it all. The I literally was like, bro, just extend it.
Yeah.
Just extend the elbow. It was like, you look like you're trying so hard. And then at one point, he like grabbed my hair. He like pinched my hair and was like, so what do you put in this?
Ew, stop it. You never told me that.
Yeah.
You were keeping that to yourself.
I was like, maybe this is his way of trying to make a move on me. I'm not really sure.
What gel is this?
I was like, oh, just some gel I got from Japan.
Oh my god, that is rough. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, not great. But that's the update on my dating life. And then the update on Colby's dating life is that I got a text from my friend who she went on dates with many years ago yesterday, and it's like the funniest text I've ever received.
I'm trying to think of when that even was. Was that only last year?
I think so.
No, it was before.
2 years ago?
Because it couldn't have been last year.
No, it had to have been like beginning of last year.
Maybe. Like January?
Not January. We weren't in winter clothes. Because I remember when we met to like pick something up, like he printed something for you?
Yeah.
And then we...
No, so that was 2 years ago.
Two?
Because he printed out my resume for me.
He definitely did.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago then. That makes more sense logistically in my head.
So mind you, I literally just want to read the text because it's so funny. So my friend, who I'm still like very good friends with, who went on a couple of dates with Colby like years ago, texts me this thing and goes, this is all coming from the bluest blue collar straight 38-year-old male in nowhere Wisconsin, Adam. And this guy goes, well, first of all, my favorite text of it all, my friend, let's just call him Jake. Jake, you're taking her gay friend out instead of her?
Like,
we referring need that to Colby.
Printed.
And me. I'm the gay friend. He goes, her gay friend is taking me out, correction. And then he goes, Colby and Adam are inseparable. You should see if she can come too. Dude, I am begging you. Get me a Matchmade autograph somehow. Matchmade is my Joe Rogan podcast in terms of listening to every episode. Who's Joe Rogan? I don't even...
Oh my god. He has like the biggest podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
A lot of people listen to it.
Is he a politician?
No, it's like a talk show. But he does talk about politics.
Oh, okay. Well, he wants our autograph. So we're his Joe Rogan in terms of listening to every episode. So he'll listen to this, which is good for him. He said, I'm on the edge of my seat with Katie and Jack saga of will they or won't they? He needs to put a ring on that finger. Sure enough, Katie, babe, got a little shout out. So you're coming to dinner with us, I think.
I'll be in LA. Unfortunately.
Colby's ditching
Otherwise,
me.
I would.
I'm going to be
that
so sad.
That would be so funny.
I know.
But yeah, I'm going to be gone.
I'll be so sad.
I will be too.
What am I to do?
Actually, no, I'll have
no,
fun.
You'll be happy.
Go to Erewhon.
Yeah, go to Erewhon. That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Go on and eat while you're there.
You never know.
LA Colby's a different Colby. Maybe that'll be your next like adventure is moving to LA.
No. Every time that I go there, I used to think that I could live there. And now getting in the car and driving over an hour to go to dinner is my hell.
Yeah, that's fair. I wouldn't like that. Well, also I wouldn't even be able to do it because I can't drive.
Yeah. I don't know. The driving of it all and the traffic is actually no joke.
Yeah. Not enjoyable.
I'm a New York girl, but I do like to go there.
You're a New York girl through and through.
I like to go visit.
We can never leave our apartment, so you actually can't ever leave.
Yeah, no, my roots have been planted.
Colby and I just re-signed our lease. I don't know if we talked about that on the podcast yet, but...
We did.
Don't worry, guys. The band isn't breaking up.
Maybe you'll get your chair this year.
I would love my chair.
I actually have been looking at a lot of stuff because... We decided we're saving money since we're not spending money to move.
Correct. We're saving so much. So we could
do some sprucing.
You know what I would love to do?
What?
Is get a new couch.
But how the hell are we getting the couch out?
I would hire someone.
I mean, I'm down.
I've been exploring couches. I was waiting for the right moment to bring it up to you.
Oh, I mean, that's fine. But I...
Colby's very protective of the furniture that's in the apartment.
Well, because it's all mine.
Right. We can sell it.
Right.
Yeah. We can sell the couch. And then I think we can get like a nice like L shape.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like one of the West Elm like Boucle or like.
I hate Boucle.
Okay. No Boucle.
Yeah. No.
No Boucle. I don't think I actually know what Boucle is.
It's that. And it's ironic that I hate Boucle and my desk chair is Boucle. I want a new one. It just grosses me out.
It gets like all like kind of.
Yeah.
Like rubby, right? Yeah, I don't know the best way to describe
it grosses me out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we can avoid that. That's fine.
Feels like if somebody was like sweaty and sat in the Boucle, it would just be there forever.
We can avoid.
That's what I think about a lot. Yeah,
we can avoid that one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm interested in like an L shape maybe.
But I think the size
is
right.
Yeah. Oh, you think the size is right?
Yeah.
Well, I think we can go up slightly.
Yeah. That's where we differ. Maybe a little bit, but the couch isn't taking up the whole room.
No, I don't want the couch to take up the whole room.
And depending on how large the chair might be in Jep.
We'll see. What I'm thinking is that we can actually just get no chair. We don't even need to get a chair.
Oh, perfect.
If we increase the couch, I don't really have a need for a chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
But I think my priority right now is a bigger couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would love an L.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Or, like, just, like, a back and then, like, a, what's it called? Like a chaise. Like, kind of, like, on almost like what we have now.
Yeah.
Except, like, slightly bigger.
Yeah.
There is a lot of space, though, no?
Yeah. But it's nice because it feels big.
The apartment. Like,
if you get too much furniture, then it makes it feel small and tight.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
However, right now it feels massive, and I think we can make it feel huge. With just like a slightly bigger couch is my thought process.
For sure.
So we can downgrade.
Yeah, slightly bigger.
We'll downgrade from massive to huge in terms of the feel of the space.
Yeah.
But all we need, like, I'm just talking about a couple extra inches.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We'll have to like mock it up with some tape before we make any purchases.
Totally fine. I'm down for that. Well, I finally. Well,
and also figuring out how they'll deliver it. Like, the couch doctor situation with the stairs,
yeah,
etc.
Guys, I've been trying to sell that. This I essentially bought this cabinet system on Amazon, which is 9 cubes. Colby's been hearing about this for weeks because I can't stop complaining about it. But I bought this 9 cube system.
I thought Amazon. It looked good. It was cubicle, like cubicle square.
I couldn't stop thinking about how much I hated it.
Yeah,
because it was in a part of my room that like it just didn't fit. Like, it was too big. Because originally I wanted to put it on top of my closet system. But then I was like, oh, this is like 60 pounds. Like, I think it'll break my closet system. So then I was like, shoot. And also, I tried to put it on top of my closet system, but I couldn't pick it up.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more than 50 pounds. It has to be more than 50 pounds, because otherwise I would have been able to pick it up. But it's like 50 pounds spread across a very large wood situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, I've been trying to sell it on Facebook Marketplace for no less than a month. And people keep saying that they want to buy it. And then I'm like, okay, but by the way, it's a fifth floor walk up and I'm not taking it apart. So you'd have to carry it down. And then people ghost me.
So annoying.
So then I got stressed. And then
that
last
honestly night wouldn't have been hard to carry down the stairs if they had a friend.
No, I think it would have been.
I carried my desk up those stairs.
Your desk is like a fifth of the size of the cubicle.
Yeah, true, I guess. But also, now that I know that you know how to use a drill...
I don't. I used a screwdriver. Oh. I manually screwdrived the whole thing.
I need to have the TV mounter friend come back over and open my desk because I have some things that got stuck behind. It's literally like lip liners got stuck behind my drawer, and I can't pull it out. It needs to be unscrewed.
Oh, that's not good.
Or you have a friend that has a an actual drill, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can get a drill over.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We can handle. Don't you worry.
Okay.
All right. I think that might be all we have time for, because Colby needs to get to
the office.
Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. I need to get to Erewhon.
Well, guys, I think this might be Colby and I's first episode that we've ever done, just us two.
Yeah.
In 5 years. I think it is. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Hopefully it's not too chaotic. I'm wondering if Katie is going to know when she's editing this about the mic situation, like how we were set up. So don't tell her.
That we're laying down.
That I'm horizontal. I'm literally horizontal with my hand propped up on a pillow. So hopefully it sounds good.
You know what couch, speaking of couches, that I wish that I still had was my East Village couch.
That was a good couch. I wish we had that too. That probably would not fit in our apartment.
Yeah, that would be too big. That was a
big couch.
I know. But I agree. Something like that would be cute.
I'm glad we're aligned. I'm glad we had this conversation. Sometimes I get nervous about bringing up furniture with Colby.
No, it's okay. I just get scared about the logistics of getting the furniture out.
Well, that's what we can hire people to do.
Yeah.
When in doubt, pay someone else to do it.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
All right, guys, wish Colby luck on her trip. Next week we'll be back with Kathy. It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. I'll already be back from my trip by the time this comes out.
You literally will, which is insane. You'll be back in like 36 hours. Okay.